This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company that came on my radar about 30 days ago. The name of the company is Cooler Technology Group, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol KULR. And we are very lucky and fortunate to have the CEO and chairman of the company going to bring us up to speed, Mr. Michael Moe. Michael, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you for having us today.
You know, before we get started on the Q&A, give my listeners just a little bit of a background of yourself and a little bit of about statement of who you guys are and what you do.
Great. Yeah. Cooler, we come from about a 30-year heritage in building a carbon fiber thermal energy management technology for aerospace and defense applications. Our customers include NASA, JPL, Lockheed Martin, Boeing, and our parts are trusted by NASA. They're on the Mars Rover 2020 Perseverance as part of the Sherlock instrument. Our parts are also on the International Space Station to keep the astronauts' laptop batteries safe, as well as numerous satellite and defense applications. Now our mission is to take these space-proven technology to make the world of lithium-ion batteries and electronics cooler, lighter, and safer.
You know, Biden has been in the news, and it's no, you know, he's not trying to hide it. He's saying, hey, I'm going to put $2 trillion basically into American jobs. I plan for a new U.S. infrastructure. That being said, with this new administration, what do you think the plans of things getting passed that's really going to help your company and set initiatives for the battery shortage that we see that's ahead of the curve line? I mean, they're telling us all these EV cars are coming out in 2023, 24, 25. I just don't see how we're going to get there.
Yeah, you know, it's certainly a very ambitious, you know, plan to bring the green energy jobs back to U.S. I think that the capital, the amount of money that's for the energy storage is in the bill is about $170 billion. That's obviously a very significant amount. So electrification is going to be really the future of this green economy. And then the battery storage is a critical part of that. We focus on the safety side of the battery safety, the battery storage. As we saw in 2019, the Arizona Public Service batteries fire and explosion. So there was a massive amount of risk involved in these large energy storage projects. So we have our battery safety technology that we developed with NASA JSC since 2015. It's on the International Space Station to keep the astronauts' laptop battery safe. And then now we're working with both commercial entities as well as government regulations bodies to commercialize this technology. On the commercial side, we'll work with energy storage customers and EV customers to provide this passive propagation technology into batteries. On the regulation side, we work with, FAA, UN, DOT, to introduce this technology into regulation and how to keep the consumer safe. One of the report that was done by Consumer Safety Protection Agency, they contract out to Navy to perform the report and really show the efficacy of our technology. And that's available on our website.
You know, Michael, recently you guys announced a move to a new facility to accommodate continued growth. With this news, along with the recent announcements of crucial operations hired by the company, can we assume you guys are breaking out of the development stage of the product engagements and ready to progress to the commercialization in 2021? Where are we at in this process?
So absolutely. So I'm glad you brought it up. We exit the 2020 on a very strong growth quarter. We're up about 300% year over year on our Q4. And we actually see this kind of growth continue into 2021. And we're making lots of investment right now to make sure this kind of growth goes into 2022. What you just mentioned about our recent hire include our new president and COO, Keith Cochran. He joined us from about a 24-year career at Jabil. He was the senior vice president of business operations, or actually global business, at Jabil, managing their iPhone business, which is about a $3.7 billion, about 65,000 people in U.S. and Asia that worked in that business. So he brings in a tremendous experience in manufacturing automation, supply chain management, and overall business operation. And also, I think So a couple of days ago, we mentioned the hiring of our VP of Operations, Tony Martinez. He's also an ex-Jabiler. He was a product or production manager over at Jabil, and he's going to be leading our expansion of the facility, which we just announced about 4x expansion of the facility. We're definitely gearing up for scale up in production and big growth in 2021 and beyond.
When do you think commercialization will come to fruition and revenues will fall on the balance sheet?
Yeah, so some of the commercialization is already taking place. You will continue to see revenue ramp throughout the 2020, 2021. We haven't given an official forecast at this moment. We hope to do that soon, maybe towards the end of the year, early next year, when the expectation is that when I think that our revenue runway gets about $10 million, we will start getting more definitive forecasts and breakdowns into the business. Before that, I think we would just be focused on growing the top line as quickly as possible.
Michael, I want to switch gears here just for a second. Talk about partnerships. There's an importance in partnerships. One of them is with that you guys have aligned yourself with the Andretti Technologies. Obviously, Andretti is a global recognized name in the world of high performance racing. What are the goals and your ambitions of this technical partnership, if you will?
We're really thrilled about our partnership with the Andretti's. Obviously, Michael Andretti is his organization is the world one of the most famous name in auto sports in the U.S. Cooler became the official thermal management and battery safety technology partner for Andretti Technologies. And the mission of the partnership, and it's a multi-year technology and marketing partnership, is Cooler will establish a thermal management testing and design platform for high-performance battery solutions with the highest safety ratings, especially adapted for some of the very rigorous requirement of the Andretti's global racing enterprise. We'll also focus on co-developing and marketing battery safety and high-performance thermal management technologies to serve the motorsports world, and then populate that technology down to the mass market EV applications. Together, we think we're taking a page out of the playbook of some of the industry leaders like Tesla, Lucid Motors. We already started out with really high performance platforms like the Roadster and the Formula E platforms. And we will do the same with our partnership. Start with the highest end of performance curve, and then go down the technology curve into mass market applications. So super thrilled about that. So there's a lot of technology to come. Well, actually, I would add that in addition to this kind of a technology partnership, Andretti is involved in this new race called the Extreme E, which is a electric SUV racing in some of the most environmentally impacted places on Earth, such as the desert in Saudi Arabia, beaches of Senegal, glacier in Greenland, and so forth, and the Amazon River, to shine a spotlight on some of the climate change effects on the environment. And it's an EV race. It's got a man driver and a woman driver to kind of show the equality as well. Really, really fundraise. If you haven't checked it out, I highly encourage you to go to YouTube, you know, search for Extreme Yi. You can see the race that happened early in April in Saudi Arabia. So that kind of mission statement from Extreme Yi and from the Andretti's is completely aligned with what Cooler, you know, what we want to do is bring high performance thermal management, energy management technology into sustainable energy storage and safe energy storage. So we found that the alignment and mission statement to be a super exciting for us to work with them.
Michael Moe is my guest today. He is the chairman and CEO of Cooler Technology Group. Check him out. You can find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol KULR. Michael, before I let you go, what is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from the interview today?
Well, first of all, I appreciate their time out of the busy schedule listening to us. So please follow us on, or you can check out information at coolertechnology.com or follow us on Twitter, Cooler Tech, on Instagram. There's a lot more exciting news to come. We hope that you become our shareholders and we can participate the future growth of EV and energy storage together. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you so much for coming on the show. Hopefully you'll come back in 40 or 50 days and give us an update.
Great. Thank you.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.